Okay, the Gemara Daf Ayin Amud Aleph talks about Nice Isha She'ena Mugenes Lai. In the first time the Gemara mentions it, Rashi doesn't say anything. But later on, Rashi says, Ein Hagenes Psu. Ein Hagenes. How am I supposed to identify it? Somewhere in the middle of the narrow lines. Somewhere in the middle of the narrow lines, there's a Rashi that begins Ein Hagenes, and Rashi says Psula Lai. Right? So she's Puzzle. So Rashi seems to say that Ein Hagenes means a woman that's Puzzle. The problem is, it's the question that people ask is that what does it mean, Havli Bona Shayna Mugadam? Well, obviously, if you marry a woman that's Puzzle, your kids are not going to be kosher. It's very simple. So what does the Gemara mean, Havli Bona Mzara? That's the question on this chat. Right. The Shiltas goes to the other way. He learns Ein Mugadam does not mean Puzzle. Ein Mugadam means not on your level. You lower your level. And I don't mean in Gashmias that you wear marry a poor man's daughter. I mean in Yiddishkeit. You lower your level of commitment by marrying into a family that is not as committed to you to Judaism. And therefore,
let's say they're not as committed, but you're married with the intention of elevating them.
Again, you're putting your son or daughter into a family that maybe it'll work and maybe it won't work. Because you remember, it's not the Baal Tshuva movement that existed the last 50 years. We're talking about families that were not growing, and therefore marrying into such a family runs an inherent danger. So that's how the Shultas learns, Ein Haguna Lai. Not proper. Again, today we have girls that go to seminary as smoke this out, and therefore they're not the same as their families. They're higher than that. They're growing. That's not the situation then. Girls did not go to school. They grew up in their own houses. They had the value system that their parents had. And you're marrying your kid into that family, you're marrying into a family, the value system is not the same as yours. And that's a dangerous thing to do. Now, you're looking at it from a 2023 perspective, where girls go to BJJ or to Neve or to any other seminary where they're elevated, and they're not the same as their family. They're in a higher madrega. They want to marry somebody higher. They want to grow. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara didn't have that in those days. Girls grew up at home, got their father's value system. That's what happened in those days. And therefore, marrying your kid, that's the Shiltas' shot. Now, the problem with Rashi's shot is Rashi later on says that you would think she doesn't lose her money because she is not doing it Isser, because she's trying to get married to Meyuchas. Now, if Sulalai means, if Aina Agenes means real puzzle, the puzzle is not allowed to marry the kusher, just like the kusher is not allowed to marry the puzzle. So what does Rashi mean? That she's not doing anything wrong because she's trying to marry a kusher. Well, if she's puzzle, she's not allowed to. If she's a mamdera, she's not allowed to. Therefore, some Achrayim want to learn in Rashi that psuloloi means not that she's really puzzle, but she lacks yichus, meaning it's a family that's not checked out. If you don't check out, we're not paskin halacha l'maisa, but the Gemara is saying, if you marry a woman that you didn't check out, so you're lowering your standards by marrying into a family that's not necessarily pure. You don't know that they're puzzle, but the lady is trying to get into a chash of a family. She's trying to be in a pure family. No, is there? She doesn't know that she's puzzle. She just doesn't know that she's miyuchas. So that's the third shot in Rashi.
Puzzle lower level or ain't,
what?
Either puzzle lower level or ain't easy. You don't know for sure. Either.
Exactly. Those are the three shots. Now in Rashi there are two, but the Shiltas is his own shot. It's not Rashi. You want to say something?
Yeah. The Midrash, I think, brings that Dina was what happened to her was because Yaakov didn't give her to Esau.
Right.
How is that explained?
Okay, so that you have all kinds of different answers. First of all, it was before Matan Torah, right? Second of all, the Bali Musar have their own chat in this, and I'm not here to criticize Chatzishom, that he closed the door, he was too happy. That's what it doesn't say that in the Chazal, but that's what they want to learn. My Rebbe learned, and that's what I think, that he should have made a deal with Esav. He should have tried. He should have said, you want to marry Gina, this is what it costs you. It might have worked. whether it would have, he didn't try. He didn't care to try. That's what it seems to be the time. Again, but it's before Matan Torah, therefore cannot be carried over to after Matan Torah to say that person should send his daughter to marry somebody. Again, just bringing that up. Yes, Doctor.
Actually, you can go back a generation or two. Rivka Rachel Vila Zilpa, and you can't say I'll cut him before Matan Torah for that because we've got myself and Levana.
Yeah, but it's not a kasha because he knew she was a stakas, but he checked her out. She was a Baal Chesed.
How did he check her out?
The story with the well. Okay, really, it's not for now. Again, we're getting into Chumash here. That's Avram Cohn's department. Please see Avram Cohn. Ateres Imi talks about all these issues. His safer. He has a safer Ateres Imi, Princeton. So if you get a copy, you look it up. Sure, all the questions will be answered. Okay. Did I start the recording?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, we are in Ayin Aleph now, Ayin Amid Beis. And now the Gemara is going to say something that needs a lot of explanation. And if the Ayin will be tolerant, I will speak out different shatim that Rashi and Tais to say in the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara Viter. We are four lines in the bottom, last word, Ayin Amid Beis. Amar Reb Chelboy, Kashim Gerim Liyisrael Kasapacha. Gerim are difficult to Klal Yisrael like a plague. Shenamar, v'nuv ha-ger l'aleim, the ger will join them, v'nispachu ha-beis Yaakov, and they will be attached to Beis Yaakov. Now the word nispachu means attached, but it also means nega, v'ksiv ha-ger v'nispachu, k'sasazam l'seis v'sapachas. Now the question is, what does that mean that Gerim are not good for Klal Yisrael? Zuck Rashi, Kashim Gerim, the last line, She'enim Zahirim B'mitzvahs, because as a rule, and again, that doesn't mean every Ger, but they're not careful in mitzvahs, because again, they weren't taught well, and the bottom line is, they become Jewish, and they mean it. We're talking about sincere Gerim. But because they lack the knowledge, aren't careful necessarily in all details of mitzvahs. V'regila metzlam, and people who are their friends, nimshacha metzlam, belondim maseyam. They become the teachers. People say, well, he's not doing it. It can't be that important. I won't do it either. And that's not good to call yourself, that people should learn from Gerim, because they don't know the details. For them, it's not a taina that they don't know all the details. They're new. They have to learn it. But for people around them, to pick them up, it's a negative. So therefore, they end up being a negative for the general populace. That's Rashi's shot. Tysus disagrees with that. And Tysus brings multiple pshatim. Some say, because it's difficult to be careful with Gerim. The Torah warned 24 places not to hurt a Ger. Not to speak disparagingly to a Ger. Not to hurt a Ger. Not in money, not in deed, not in words. It's very hard to be careful. People that are around Gerim, just like when people deal with each other, sometimes they say a sharp line, and it can be hurtful. By Ger, it's an extra 24 Isurim. So it's not good for Klal Yisrael to have Gerim, because it puts the burden on them how careful they have to be when they talk to a Ger. That's one pshat in Tysus. Another pshat in Tysus is because the Gemara says, the reason we're in Gullus, again, one of the reasons, the Gemara says in Pesachim, is that we should pick up Gerim. So because of them, we're in Gullus. We have to walk around, be in Gullus for a longer time, because there's more neshamas to pick up. There's neshamas that we have to pick up. So we wish that we didn't have to pick up those neshamas. We'd be out of Gullus faster. So therefore, it's difficult to Klal Yisrael. The other pshatim Rishayim say, these are all pshatim and Taisus, is Adarabba. They're very careful in mitzvahs because they take it very seriously. To them, it's really serious. And therefore, it reflects badly on us that we're not so careful. So they're bad for us because they show what you could be when you're careful. right? They daven because they daven. They don't daven because they daven when they're 5 years old, right? A lot of people daven the same way they daven when they're five. They don't daven when they were five because they learned it as adults, and it's very serious to them. So therefore, that's our kashim kerem sabachas. So therefore, another shot is because it's not mishpachim yuchesas, and we talked about yichus, and that's not a mishpachim yuchesas. So all kinds of different shatim of why gerim are negative. Again, we don't chase away. We make it difficult for gerim because we want to make sure they're sincere, but we don't chas v'shalom chase away gerim because, again, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's our job to pick them up. So therefore, we are there. Except the Gemara is expressing that in certain ways it makes it difficult for us. Pick your pshat. There's Rashi. There's multiple pshatim in Tosfos.
Rabbi.
Yes.
It's difficult to understand Rashi's opinion here because the opposite is so prevalent. There's a phrase, zealousness of the convert. Someone who uproots their entire life as a rule completely loses their equilibrium going the other way with stringencies and making things up and most important, being so careful with everything that they do and worried that they won't.
You're 100% right. The way I understood Rashi, and I tried to explain it that way, is they don't know everything. And because of their lack of knowledge, they're not careful. Let me try to explain. Whatever they know, or whatever they think they should be doing, they are more zealous, which is one of the pshatim and taisis, that they're so much more careful than we are, that it looks reflects badly on us. But on the other hand, I think what Rashi is saying is, it's a long learning process. Things that we pick up by being around, they didn't have that around. And therefore, they're missing a lot. They're missing details. Not maliciously, not that they're going to be responsible for that, because they try their hardest. But the bottom line is, the people around them will start taking some things lighter because the gear didn't know, doesn't know everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a lack of...
It's not
a lack of care or effort.
Exactly. Not a lack of care or effort, it's a lack of knowledge. It's a reality. It takes a long time to learn all the ins and outs of Judaism. And therefore, he's missing things. Not deliberately, but he's missing things. And therefore, people around him automatically get influenced. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Tosfos takes your side on that and says, Adarabba, he's so careful and so zealous, and we're not so careful, it reflects badly on us, that we're not doing the job he's doing. So, again, exactly, but that didn't happen in those days. See, you're dealing from 2023, where there's a whole society of people who learned Judaism, Yiddishkeit, when they got older. I agree 100%. Those days, you grew up in a Yiddish family, you followed your parents, Menhagim, you did what you did. As we mentioned yesterday, you rarely left town or left go anywhere else, right? You didn't travel far, you know, except the time to Beis HaMikdash, you went to Gaila Rego 3 times a year. But besides that, basically people were much more, whatever the word is, and they married in the same city, and they married people of their same caliber. This is what happened. Now, once in a while, you had Gerim come and join them. Unbelievable thing. The Gerim is like Abraham Avinu. He recognized his creator. He deserves an unbelievable amount of credit. But now he's got to start from scratch, whereas everybody else already has it built into the system. You can't go look 2023.
Why can't you look 2023? In other words, there's more about Shuvahs than there are Gerim.
Not those days.
Not those days, but how does
it... Again, I'll take that back. Balshuva is a very misnomer word. I don't like that word. Excuse me. Because I should become a Balshuva. Anybody that did a chatam has to do tshuva. So we hope there were a lot of Bali tshuva in those days also. Right? It's a wrong word, Bal tshuva. It makes it sound like people that grew up from don't have to do tshuva. They do have to do maybe more tshuva.
What is the correct word?
I don't know what the correct word is. But whatever the word is, it has nothing to do with that Gemara. We're learning Gemara. We're trying to explain the piece of Gemara. We're not going to reflect 2023 into the Gemara. Not true. That's not what happened in those days. So why should I put 2023 into that Gemara?
Maybe it applies.
It doesn't apply.
By the said, you know, people that stayed from are this way, people that came from.
And at one point in the Yavnim and the Greeks, and the Derech Klal, again, I wasn't there, and the Derech Klal, the way I understand from the Gemaras and Mishnayos, they were all Shemesh Shabbos. They all ate kosher. What kosher was different levels. Some were careful in Tumatara, some were not careful in Tumatara, some were more careful in Maestras, some were less careful in Maestras. But it wasn't that they grew up oblivious and not knowing the main facts of Torah. Now, they did tshuva, because once in a while, they did something that requires a chet. He ate on the main tzadik bar, so she has a Torah le'ekta. Some did more, some did less. Some were less careful, some were more careful. But the concept of people that grew up not knowing, being Yidden and not knowing about Yiddishkeit, I don't think, I can't say it never existed, but it wasn't a large segment of a community. Again, it's my speculation, and I don't like to speculate.
Are we talking about time of the Gemara or time of the Torah?
Talking about time of the Torah and the Gemara and the Mishnah.
So in time of the Gemara and the Mishnah,
they knew Torah.
They did?
Of course they knew Torah.
They weren't brought up in a...
Again, but they knew Shabbos. They knew Shabbos. They decided that this is the halacha.
Isn't that like going off the
Derech? Again, I think we're way off the subject. I am not giving the Baisus to my Lamaba. That's not my job here. My job is to say they didn't grow up oblivious to Judaism.
Sure.
They had a good idea what the Torah said. They kept it differently. They kept it wrong. And they didn't do tshuva on mass. They remained Baisus and Zukim.
The Gondit on mass?
No, but there were Gerim. I really have the subject, but Dr. Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chava Bar Chanina. Yes.
We don't have people on that press. I would question your assumption. We have many Gemaras about kidnapping people for slaves and other purposes was certainly not at all uncommon. In fact, if you look in the Shnayas, especially around Regal, where all the families of the United States eat together, but there's a very large degree of, let us say, knowledge of observance which is evident in the Shnayas.
Again, this is not...
Rabbi Yeshiva was illiterate.
Okay, again, this is not, I don't want to spend the whole day arguing about this. Let me just say it one more time. The Amoratzim knew Hilchus Meiser. They weren't careful. They decided to cut corners. They made their own psukim. It wasn't a lack of knowledge. It was a lack of adherence, meaning they knew Hilchus Meiser. They knew they don't separate Truma and Chayav Misa. They thought if they don't separate Meiserishin, they're not going to be Chayav Misa for eating Tevel. That was the way they thought. It was a lack of adherence to the halacha. They knew there was halacha to give Maiserishin. They knew. In fact, according to Waman the Amar, they did Maiserani because they did it and then they kept it. And they didn't view it as Zela. They knew these things. They cut corners. It's a big difference when people that grow up knowing Yiddishkeit and cutting corners than people that grow up not knowing it all. But I think we're really off the subject. This is for a different time and place. Such is my bite. What?
It was only a mute.
Exactly. Rav Amoratzim took Meitzer. Exactly. I'm Rav Chama Bar Chanina Kedesh Baruch Hu Ma'atayr Shvatim. When the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to be Ma'atayr Shvatim, which means at Mashiach's time, he's going to be Meyaches, who is a Yichus, Shifte Shalevi Ma'atayr Tchila. He'll start with Shevet Levi, because they have to be the purest. They're in the Beit HaMikdash. They go first. Shalemar V'yoshev Ma'atayr Ma'atayr Kesef. He will come and purify and mitahir. I don't know what, I'm sure Archko has two different words for mitahir for mitahir.
Purify and purge.
Purify and purge, okay, because he had a good tonight. He had a good, what's the name of the Theosaurus?
Purify.
Kesef, like Mike Silver.
He says refine and purify.
Fine.
Sorry.
Mitahir is purge?
It's coming up.
Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Mitahir is Mnei Levi. The Zikikaisam, purge them. And they will be able to bring the mincha righteously. Meaning, they go first, They're necessary to be pure. They're in the Beis HaMikdash. They're bringing our kavanas. They should be the purest. So they go first, Rashi. V'tar ha-shvatim mi'achsam. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi says, they're going to bring the mincha. They're in the Beis HaMikdash serving. And different roles in the Beis HaMikdash. They're there serving. I was very careful in how I explained it. I knew this was going to come up. I tried to avoid questions by explaining it first the first way. I made very careful. I said they're working in the Beis HaMikdash where kavanas are being brought. And you're not.
I'm not.
And I'm not. And Rav Feitel will be in one row, and Avram Cohen will be sitting there waving at me.
No, I won't be waving at you. I will not.
They're there in the Beis HaMikdash where it's brought.
They facilitate it.
No, he thinks. No,
but they did the Shira. There's this thing they do. They're there. I'm not. It means part of the Kabbalah's process. No, he didn't mean that. He meant, why is Levi mentioned at all? It should only be Kohanim.
No, Shevet Levi is Kohanim.
Are Levim going to be purified or just Kohanim? Who goes first?
Right.
So he wants to know why. They're not Magishe Mincha. That's what's bothering him.
But it's going on the Kohanim part of it.
It's going on both. We're bringing a riot of both. Where do you see the first part? It says Bnei Levi. But it says right afterwards, V'hoyer L'Hashem Magishe Mincha B'tzvaka. Tavit says they facilitate it. They're there in their Beis HaMikdash. Exactly. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Kesef Matar Mamzerim. Okay? This is a new concept. Money purifies Mamzerim. You buy your purity through money. Shenemar, V'yashev Matarif Matar Kesef. They'll be purified by money. Meaning it's not going in Levi'im and Kohanim. It's going in everybody. And everybody will be purified by money. What does that mean? Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kesef Matar Mamzerim. Hametumoyim b'Yisrael machmas mamaynam. They are mixed into Yidden because of their money. They married into families. They bought their way into families. And nobody knows, well, I shouldn't say that. V'hu garam lahem, shi'itaharu shalasik lavoy. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabdilon, Dr. Gemara, what happens is there's mamzerim mixed into Klal Yisrael. They bought their way into family A. And family A became Hetzah mamzerim. And then family A marries family B. And they get some mamzerim. And family B marries family C and D and E and F straight through the alphabet multiple times. There's mamzerim all over the place. If it's got Kuchmoch, it's going to be Matar. It's going to be a lot of problems for a lot of families. You know what the Rebbeinu Shlomo will do? He'll say, they're not Mamzerim anymore. They're kosher. He will kasher them. It will kasher them because they bought their way into families, got lost into families. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will say, the money purified them. It's a reality. They're mixed in. We're not going to separate them anymore. They're going to be kosher. Baruch Hu is going to stamp them kosher. Frakti Gemara, my magisha mincha b'tzdaka. Am Reb Yitzchak, tzdaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, shemishpaka shenitma nitma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a favor with Klal Yisrael, that he's magisha mincha b'tzdaka, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tzdaka to us, that he's going to say, any family that's mixed in is mixed in. Shenemar Zotrashi, V'yashev Mitzar Mitzar Kesef, Aysen Shenitmu Machmas Ashram. They got mixed in. The assumption is, why in the world would a mom be able to marry into a kosher family? He paid for it. The Sefer Dekrab, V'hoi Hashem Megisha Mincha Mitzvaka, Tzit Kosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'enem Avdilam, Elohayo Shenitmu Nitmu, Rebbe Shul Melevi Sirelei, Hay Mitar Lav Mavdu Pilusuleyem. He's going to be maksher all of them. Now, I want to explain something. This is going to be a basis since the Gemara is going to go through this multiple times. So I want to make... There's going to be a machloikas tanoim coming up on daf ayin beis of a beis. There's going to be a machloekes tanoim whether mamzerim asidim li tar or not. There's going to be a machloekes tanoim. In that machloekes tanoim, there's a machloekes rishayim. Again, is a Gemara and Ayin Beis and Mabez? I really should wait for there, but I can't because it is Gemara. There's a Machloikas Tanoim, whether Mamzerim will be Tar when Mashiach comes. Zogt Ramban, that Machloikas is real Mamzerim, definite Mamzerim. One Tana is saying, even a no Mamzer, when Mashiach comes, the Rabbanu Shlomo will say, no more Mamzeris, they're kosher. The other Tana says, no, not going to happen. But if it's a mamzer that's mixed in, they're not talking about that tanoim. That's this machloikas amaroim that we just had. One said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to retire, he's going to separate the psulim. And one says HaKadosh Baruch Hu would retire and make the psulim kosher. That's the Ramban's way of learning. This machloikas amaroim has nothing to do with that machloikas tanoim. That machloikas tanoim is whether a mamzer vadai is going to become tahor. One Tana says yes, one Tana says no. Now, according to the Vadyamah that says no, how about mamzer that's not in a family that's not known? But when Rabbi Lishlam knows, we don't know. So there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, or Rabbi Chama ben Hanina said, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitar shvatim, and Rashi learns it means miyachsam, he's going to separate the psulim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, no, he's not going to separate the psulim, he's going to be machshir the psulim. But only the ones that we don't know. The ones that we know is Tali that Machloikas Tanoim. Other Duran learned that Machloikas Tanoim is the same as this Machloikas Emeroim. And Mamzer Vadai is not going to become Tar, according to anybody. The Machloikas there is the unknown Mamzerim today. Hashem knows them, but we don't know them. One Tana says yes, one Tana says no, and this is the Machloikas Emeroim. Which Tana you go like? That's how Duran learned. So there's two ways to learn this Gemara. Either, I mean, this Gemara is definitely talking about an unknown mamzer. Rabbi Chama ben Hanina says the Rabbi Nisham is not going to be machshir any family, and when Mashiach comes, it's going to be difficult because many families will be identified as having mamzerim, and it's going to be very, very painful. And Shulman Levi says, no, the Rabbi Nisham will come and say, Rabbi Sai, what happened till now, happened till now, anybody that wasn't known is kosher, which is the way, by the way, the Gemara seems to paskin as we go along. And everything is fine and dandy. Don't worry about what you don't know. Only take care of what you do know. And that's the machloikas later on if no mamzerim will be kosher. But no mamzerim can't be covered up because that's not our job to cover up for them because Mashiach is going to be machshir them. Unknown mamzerim, the Gemara is going to say, according to many mandiyamrim, you don't reveal it. Don't announce it. Because the bottom line is, ultimately they're going to be kosher. Nobody knows who they are. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
No. What's Hashem going to do for those unknown?
He's going to make them kosher, according to Shulman Levi.
What does that mean, bottom line?
Bottom line is they're going to be able to get Mafta Yaina, they're going to be able to marry a Jewish girl, they're going to be able to marry anybody they want, nobody's going to be a mamzer, they're going to be treated 100% kosher.
We don't know who they are.
That's why everybody is going to say, you know, there's way too many, the way Rashi makes it sound, there are a lot of families that are negating this. This can be the Geya, Rahmana Litzlan, it can be the Geya, 50% of Klai Yisrael.
Bottom line is, what's Hashem going to do?
He's going to say they're not Mamzerim anymore. Why is a Mamzer Aser?
A call.
Because the Rabbi Nisham said they're Aser. But if the Rabbi Nisham would come today, eventually Hashem, he will maybe today, but he'll come, and he'll say, Mamzerim are now Mutter to marry into Klai Yisrael. What happened?
That's what he said.
Exactly. Now, he's not going to, the Shaila is he going to say that on no Mamzerim? But on unknown Mamzerim, he's going to say, these people are mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. He's going to remove the ban. What if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say today, the Medrash, Chazer is mutter to eat. Go eat bacon.
Very hard.
Go eat bacon. Ham, bacon. There's a medrash that says, why is it called kosher? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to us and we're going to be able to eat it.
Oh,
yeah, there's a medrash that way. It's a big side of what it means, but there's a medrash that way.
I don't know if I
could
do it.
Okay, well, maybe you won't be able to do it, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's mutter, it's mutter.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason you don't eat bacon is because Hashem said it's usher. And Hashem says it's mutter, it's mutter. Why do you eat steak? Because Hashem said it's mutter. Why don't you eat bacon? Because Hashem said it's usher. But that's not the point. But what if Hashem would come and announce that bacon is mutter? It's not usher. Yesterday I wasn't allowed to eat it. Yesterday everybody told me no. Today he tells me yes. Again, he's not, whether he's going to do it or not, if not going to say him, I'm not getting involved. That's not a sugya here.
Rebbe's,
that's a sugya nida.
Rebbe's knowledge is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's a gemara nida. I'm not getting involved. What I'm saying is, the Rebbe will come and say that these people that would have been pasul, I took away their soul. It's only because of the Rebbe Shalom.
It's a fair
Rambam. It's a gemara. I don't need a Rambam.
Okay, well, it's very well taken. But, yeah, there's a difference between obeying yourself and obeying what God told you.
Yeah.
That's the Rambam. And I don't.
Rambam is machalic between Mitzvah Ben Adma Chavera and Mitzvah Ben Adma Mak. I don't steal not because the Rabbi Hashem told me. I don't steal because it's morally and ethically wrong, and the Rabbi Hashem told me to keep it. I don't eat pig only for one reason, because the Rabbi Hashem told me. There's a big difference. Ben Adma Makam, I only do it. Nafshi, I would like it. The Rabbi Hashem asked it. The Yomar Adam EFshi Bebatzer Chazer. EFshi Bepeiras Rasa. Because I'll say, don't say you don't like pig. Say, I like it, but I can't eat it. Mashenkin by mitzvah ben adma chaverai, like stealing, cheating, lying, things like that, you're supposed to naturally be abhorrent to them. That's what the Rambam says. Anyway, yes?
There are many difficulties in this. Most notably in terms of change, but the way of acting that, did you see in any of the commentaries a differentiation between Yehudah Mashiach, Lavo, and all?
I didn't see anybody, no.
Because that's the only way I can think of to understand.
Look, I'll let you do that. I didn't see anybody talk about it. Beyond my pay grade, I am stopping right there.
Well, my rule is, I ask a question.
Somebody
else asked.
Again, I didn't see it. What? That's Ben Adma Malkum. But Gufa, I'm reviewing a Mishmul called "This Isul Laichisrael." Laichisrael Isul Abava. All lands are a mixture in Yichus compared to Laichisrael. You have to be more careful in Yichus. Again, today we don't do this anymore. In those days, they were makpin and checking out Yichus of families. And Eretz Yisrael was more pure than Afghanistan and Pakistan and India and China and the United States. But Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael and Bavo. Bavo was purer than Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Because of Ezra. Because of Ezra, Ezra purified Bavo. It remained in a higher level of purity. Did not retain the same level of purity, but it started at a much higher point. So Mamela, it's better. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Bimei Rebbe Bichu Lassus Babel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. In the days of Rebbe, people decided in Eretz Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael was more pure than Babel. They said Ezra was great. He lived hundreds of years ago. He did a good job. But it's hundreds of years since he left Babel. Things have changed. And today, Babel is less pure than Eretz Yisrael. Amr Lahen, so Rebbe told them, Kaitzim atam esimim lebeinenai. You're putting thorns in my eyes. Rebbe came from Bavo. You're saying that I'm less pure than you people in Eretz Yisrael. I feel very hurt. But I can't say anything because I'm negev at Dover. Retzaychem yitab l'imachem Reb Chama Bachanina. Go ask Reb Chama Bachanina, who didn't come from Bavo. Ask him what he holds. I can't tell you. I told you already in the Mishnah that Eretz Yisrael is pure, that Bavo is pure than Eretz Yisrael. But you are questioning me, and I can't argue with you because I'm the gay of a dover. I came from Bavo.
Was your
Panina? No, he didn't. He didn't come from Bavo.
He's
not
the gay of a dover the other way. Yeah.
So he said, go ask him. Amar lahem, kach mukablani b'shmol b'reb yaisi shamer b'shem aviv, kala ratas yisil Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael yisil l'bavo. So he agreed with Rebbe. Adarabba. So his testimony is more acceptable. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Issa ki Issa shumu revas. Like, though that's mixed. Shem Rabbi Shem Rumat Shemati. Issa is kapsilus hanavim. like the residue of grapes. He says like the residue. To live like Acha Mishmachas Bavel, to do a better research into Mishmachas Bavel, because we're going to marry a Babylonian girl. Rebbe came from Bavel, and they bought him Shahil. Shahol of Akibun Nisiyasa Shemnei Beseira. Hill came from Bavel before he became Nasi. Let him answer you.
Then,
you have to check out an Eretz Yisrael woman more than you checked out a bubble woman. Eretz Yisrael had a bubble was more kosher assumed than Eretz Yisrael was. B'mei Repinchas. Yes.
I don't know where I read it. That the ancestry generation does no more monks.
There's no such thing. What you're referring to is a Gemara in Yevamos that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure Mamzerim died.
Right.
Okay. And why it didn't happen to Mishpachas of Zimbus, I don't know. Maybe an unknown Mamzerim, since they're going to become kosher and they're mixed into families, so Kadosh Baruch Hu does not make them die. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't think about it, I didn't
make it. There's no such thing, and then... What
time is it more? There is such a thing, or is there? You said no more. I thought you meant that they lose the name Mamzer.
No,
if you meant they died, it's a good argument. Mimei Rapinchas, Bixu Lazas Bubble, Eastern Yisrael. In the days of Rapinchas, and I don't know exactly when Rapinchas lived. It doesn't say. I'm sure Archkol probably knows when he lived. I don't know when he lived. It was after Rebbe's time. See, it was in Abaira. And in his days, they wanted to make Bavel Yisrael Yisrael. I don't know. He's not a common Amira. I'm sure Rabbi Schutz will find him five times in Shas. I don't know where he lived.
I don't know if you should do this in front of Rebbe.
No, it's okay. It's fine. So that's good to have Rabbi Schutz here. No Shas that he can tell us things. Amalem Avodav, Shani Oimer, Shnei Dvarim, Bebeis HaMetrish. He was an older person. He said, here I am. I can't run. I'm past running age. He told his servant, do me a favor. I'm going to say two things in the Beis Medrash. As soon as I finish, just take me and run. Take me and get me out of there. Because the reaction is going to be violent. And therefore, I'm going to say two things in the Beis Medrash. As soon as I finish...
Call Uber.
Yeah, call Uber, right. Taluni Barisa, take me in my stretcher, my bed, Barutu and run. See, I, when he went into the Beis Medrash, obviously he was a respected Amira. He came to the Beis Medrash. They gave him, he should say, a drasha. So the first thing he said is, ain't shchita life min ha-taira, which is a machlekes in Masecht HaTchulin. Thus, birds need shchita. One man Yamer said, birds does not need shchita. You can rip out the trachea and the esophagus. One man Yamer says, you do need shchita, which is the way we paskin. Let not everybody go around and rip out tracheas and esophaguses. But there's a man Yamer that says, ain't shchita min ha-taira, and that's what the Pinchas held. So he walked in and he said, Rabbi Sai, ain't shchita life min ha-taira. So that automatically caused a controversy. And they started handling that sugya. And they asked him to come in, but he wanted to distract them. So he did it beautifully. Now they're all involved in the sugya of Yeshchit to life Menatayra and Shchit to life Menatayra. Amalu, Kalaratas Yerjel Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Babo. He was in Eretz Yisrael. So he announced that Eretz Yisrael is not as pure as Babo. That that's not taken well by Eretz Yisrael, Dika. And he knew that. So he got them occupied in Shchita, distracted them. Then he announced this and got out. They chased him and they didn't reach him. He got away. I don't know where they took him that they couldn't catch him, but they couldn't catch him. So they came back as Joshua Batku. They decided, let's check him out. Let's check out our families. They got involved. They saw this is not going to be clear. If we're going to start investigating families, we're going to get into a lot of trouble. There are a lot of powerful families that might have problems. You know what? Stop while you're ahead. And they stopped. Which is the right...
Rabbi, what?
One second.
Why did he...
I've done it before, that if it's not known, leave it alone. Leave it alone. What's not known, don't be befarsed. Yes.
I don't understand the story. I don't understand, number one, if he wasn't going to end up having to explain it, why would he teach it over? They're going to ask about it, regardless of whether there was going to be danger. These are his highest level students. They're going to ask. They're going to ask somebody.
So he was afraid that the reaction, they would take it personal, that they're not pure. And personal becomes very difficult to deal with. So he told them the law. It's not a question of reasoning. It's a fact. Either it is.
They're going to find him.
They're going to
ask.
I don't know why they didn't find him. I think what happened was they chased him. They couldn't get him. They said, you know what? Instead of going to look for him, let's figure it out ourselves whether he's right or wrong. They started figuring it out, and they said, you know what? We're better off just not figuring anything out and letting it let it lie. Let sleeping dogs lie. Let's let them know. Found them?
Talmud of Rebbe.
Talmud of Rebbe, thank you very much. It's interesting because he was in Eretz Yisrael. This is Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael.
She made the Rebbe, but he was after Rebbe.
Okay. But again, this is in Eretz Yisrael. Where is this?
Which I met several times in Shas.
Yeah, it's in the Dharma. Fine. Rashi.
You
didn't want to have to tell them who he's referring to. Physically, he couldn't run. He needed somebody to help him run. So he asked the servant, you just take me and get out of here. He said something that's like, hello? How could you say that? And he didn't get involved. They said, through the Mitzvah Rishayna. They should be working on that. That way they won't cop what he just said the second time until he's out. The time they treat the life of time to schoolin, Yavan Bishavakazame Bishvikabalma. It's not have a pasik that says you just have to open up the simanim, you don't have to do shita to machoikis. We don't pass in ancient to life matira, we pass in yes shita life matira. Yashu Batku, the Mishmach Isaiah Chisrael Levira is the Bara. Even Shagil Sakana lifts on Mishbachas Anche Zraya. They got involved and they were gonna passel families of strength. Shia Hargum, they could get killed for that. You know, people get very violent when you make them amzerim. It's not an easy thing. You know, we're a more docile society in a certain aspect. You call them amzerim, they kill you, the powerful families. What kind of business? You know what you did to us? It's worse than death. Gershom. So they said, you know what? Enough. Stop. Not worth it. It hurts Klaitzo. Mishpacha Shinitma Nitma. Not our problem. It's not known Mamzerim. Unknown Mamzerim. That's if you're going to start digging, you'll find out. Don't dig. Sometimes it's better not to know. Yes. In Chinuch, we say that all the time. You don't have to see everything. Ignore things. Make believe you don't know them. Parents, it's good for parents to know that also. Yes?
I won't bother mentioning Schroeder's cat in two positions, but is it possible that he was trying to ameliorate the second statement, the first statement? I'm saying that, although this is not the way to spot it, by the way, this
also... No, I didn't see anybody say it. I will say this. The Drush Svarim, they love to do this. And they have other. They'll say, what's the connection between the two? He wouldn't say, why did he pick that halach? They'll say a whole drasha, how shechita la'ayif min ha'tayra has to do with sulei mishpacha. They do the same thing by Chanukah. The Tarchum says two things. If you put your near Chanukah, l'mayla me'etzim ha'metz pasul, and then right afterwards he says, habar reik ein b'mayim, I don't know which order it is, right? Habar mayim ein b'ayim b'chashim ha'krav m'yashbayim. What's the connection to two? Now, we learn because it's from Tanchum's statements that puts it together. They say Gansa drushes on the connection between the two. So there are drushvarim that will say, if I remember correctly, the Panamiris, which is the Archa, Panamiris has an Enoch Archa that's putting it together, says a Shtickle Tyra on the connection. I don't remember what he says. I was a kid when I saw it, but I remember that he talked about this Gemara. So if you want to say a Shtickle Tyra, you can write it up in our Tara Simi Volume 2, and you can write it.
I don't have other people's, I don't want to have.
No, you can say your own shots. You can figure out what the connection is.
The quarter is more than 20 deep, so you didn't see the number.
Yeah. That's what they say. The Ramban.
I think so.
The Ramban says it. That means the Ramban doesn't make the connection. Ramban says they didn't
make the connection. It was a mistake. It's Rebbe Pinchas here, and there was Rav Pinchas.
Okay. Yeah, it's a different Amir. This is an Amir and Eretz Yisrael. That's an Amir and Bubble.
Well, I don't know where Rav Pinchas is. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. See how honest he is? Don't think about it. I'm Rabbi Eichanan. He chala to Lashon Shvua be a day nuhi. We can figure it out. We know who's possible, who's not possible, Rabbi Eichanan said. It's going to affect leaders of the generation. And so the question is, so what if it's going to affect leaders of the generation? Mamzeris is Mamzeris. The answer is, if it's unknown, don't worry about it. Not your problem. Nitma nitma. Is it taking it a step further? Not only when Mashiach comes, won't it be a problem? Don't worry about now. Not your problem. Now, Rabbi Shah pointed out a Gemara in Yevamos that says that Rabbi Nishlam makes them die young. Maybe that happens. That's upstairs. Not our business. Our business is stay out. Right. But this is not talking about Noam Mamzerim. This is talking about unknown Mamzerim that you can figure out. And one or two people might know, but it's not a known fact. Stay out. Rashi.
Rabbi, what does it mean? What does it mean that we can determine it? It could go back 15 generations, and those people couldn't determine it. Nobody has that kind of memory.
Back two generations, and if you really look into it, you can find it.
Yeah, but it could go back way more than two generations.
Yeah,
how would?
Get it. The Rebbe is not saying he can take everybody. He's saying he knows families that he could find that they're puzzled.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But he's not in that. Not his business to announce it. The Olam doesn't know. Okay. They don't know.
I'm sorry for pressing this point. But on the other hand, even if it's in the current or the previous generation, there could have been an illicit relationship that nobody knows about except the people involved, and a third party couldn't know where that baby came from.
Exactly. All Rabbi Eichen has said is, I know a lot more than I'm revealing. But it's not my job to reveal it. That's all
he just said, don't poke your nose into it. That's all he
exactly.
said.
Exactly. He said, I could tell you a lot that people don't know, but don't poke your nose into it. Exactly. It's a halachic statement. It's saying that if you know something about that nobody knows, and you don't have witnesses or any, and it's not a known fact, stay quiet.
The statement just looked more general to me, just reading it. Okay.
What? I'm talking about Shidduchim. What do you think we're talking about?
Call someone up for advice.
No. Nothing to do with that. You call somebody advice to find out if the guy's a mensch. Does he behave? Does he beat his wife? That's something you want to find out because you're putting your kid into that family. Nobody ever called me, and I'm on a lot of resumes. I wish I were, but sometimes I'm on a lot of resumes, and people call me up. Nobody asked me, is he a mamzer? Nobody asked me that question. I've never been asked that question. I've been asked a lot of questions. Nobody ever said to me, is that family, mamzerim? Nobody ever asked me. What? That's known.
Yeah.
It's a different story. Rashi. Biyadeinu hu legalus psul mishpachas Eretz Yisrael. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Amar Abaye Avana min Tanina. We also learned that a mishpacha shenitmat. You know what? We're going to continue tomorrow. Rabbi Shai, have a wonderful day.